Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 27th of November 2024. Today's topic is Gifts Without Godliness. Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 1 through 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Verse 5. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Verse 9. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I fought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. 12. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. There was a boy in a secondary school. He was one of the school fellowship leaders. He was very eloquent and dynamic in public speaking. He could hold the fellowship spellbound and gain people's attention for hours. Most young people enjoyed going to fellowship because of him. A few months before the final school certificate examination, he was discovered to be involved in immoral relationships with some female students in the fellowship, and it became a big scandal in the entire school. His life was the opposite of godliness. Why share this with you? The fundamental reason why we are Christians is to have the godly character. Our text places godliness above gifts in spiritual value. Righteousness separates us from the crowd and shows our identity as born-again children of God. Skill and talent are good for the work of God, but they don't last forever. Godly character is the only evidence that we are children of God. Quote for the day. Have the godly character. The challenge for today is: godliness brings respect and honor. Prayer. Help me, Lord, to pay attention to godliness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.